Oh, this next one. We like Pansy Division.
So if you like Pansy Division, you might like this next song while you're listening to WMFO 91.5.
In case you didn't know. What
in case you wanted to, I don't know, call in and request that song some other time, not now. Just, you know. Anyways, this one's called Chick Flick Porno.
I just read his autobiography, which is mostly about tours, and it was like the tours he did when his band was more active, and it was really, really good. Hmm. So they also have another band, his bass player's another band called Gay CDC, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So you should check out Pansy Division because they have a lot of wonderful tunes and they're really super funny. All right, here we go. Ready, everybody? Forget your fancy cake.
It works so well. So well.
All right, so this next song is called Hair Monster, which is a Whoopi Sticks song. It, you know, was featured on Surprising Squirts.
What is it about, Lindsay?
But it can also be
a hair monster.
A children's song. We have a project called the Sewer Buddies, which is, you know, punk rock for kids. Kind of a intro to punk rock for children, and you know, we're also going to be playing this as the Sewer Buddies, so it also could be a movie too.
It could if someone wants to make it.
Yeah,
we could just make it a music video someday.
Hey, da da da.
And we just are a little lazy.
So yeah, if you're a aspiring, you know, director or writer who wants to make this into a movie, we will provide the soundtrack.
We're Whoopi Sticks.
We'll write the script. I will sit there with you personally.
Yeah.
And
I'm Adam. Yeah. Serious Paul.
Serious.
Also, Paul be a seal in the Sewer Buddies.
Oh, yeah. We all have an alias in the Sewer Buddies.
Kyle Kicks Butt.
Paul Lindsay Loogie and Paul be a seal. And we get costumes and everything.
I know people really want to know this about us.
Oh, they so wanted to.
Oh, they're going to hear it while they're listening to WMFO 91.5.
I think we gave enough station ideas.
I just want to see how many dumb ways I can say it. You know.
Hair monster. Here we go, Paul. We'll be right back. guitar.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it was a guitar.
Was it your amp?
My plug pulled out the loudest bit, I think.
Ugh. All right. You can check on that for a second. We only have one song left.
So yeah, we got one song left. And if I could be, you know, serious for a second, I want to dedicate this song and maybe the entire set to my friend Dancing Larry, who passed away 2 years ago today. And he was a fixture in the Western Mass music scene where I'm from, and, you know, was in a lot of different bands and, you know, was at pretty much every show, you know, up until about a month before he passed away, and hasn't been the same without him, but... You know, this one's for him.
Wait, let's make sure Kyle's amp is working.
Or how's
it going,
how's
Kyle?
The amp over there?
Good. Kyle, play us a jingle. Kyle has another band called Backhand.
Yeah, I'm playing another band called Backhand. I love you, Chris and Michael and Ashley. You guys are great humans, and I love you very much. That is all.
You can listen to them also on Bandcamp and find them on Facebook and book them.
Oh, they're all over that place. There's stickers all over the world.
Yeah, I think we have their sticker on my drum set.
Oh, they're definitely on there.
All right, how's your guitar doing?
Good.
Good? Mm. All right. Sorry about that.
No.
But we made it. We played to the end, and then you managed to recover.
Smooth transition.
Transitioning.
Right.
Great.
That's why mistakes happen.
Whoopi Sticks, and you've been our listeners on WMFO 91.5.
All right, thank you to Whoopi Sticks. We'll be talking to them in a little bit, but in the meantime, let's have some Highway Chapel.
Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
But I'm I should have kept you home. Seen your last goodbye. I hear you calling on me. Calling not to concede. I hear you, but I'm crawling. I hear your sweet sound. Although you guide me through this life, 'cause I can't be without your joy.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Peter Brazell and the Academy with Wing of a Dove. And for a change of pace, hello, Whoopee Sticks.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We are a change of pace.
How are you?
Well, I mean, considering the set you just played, I mean, I played a pretty slow song there.
Ooh. Yeah.
Gotta cool it down.
I like slow stuff too. Sometimes. Like all kinds of music.
I like it slow.
Slow funk.
No, I gotta say, I am really admiring the cat ears headband that you have, that you're sporting there.
Oh, it keeps my hair out of my face.
Ah, well.
And she's got like a million of them.
I gotta say, when you guys were playing, you mentioned your side project.
Oh.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have
The Sewer Buddies.
The Sewer Buddies is our side project, and it's like punk songs for kids. It's really fun. It's all our. What's cool about it is people can also contact us because it's all our friends. So basically, we go see a band like The Runouts, it's like another local band that we're like buddies with, and I love their guitar player Andrew's our buddy, and we just love his music, so we're like, Andrew, please play on the Sewer Buddies. So we'll record four songs with them, get some other friends together, record four metal songs, but they're for kids, so their lyrics, maybe not playing Black Flag when you're five is
right. Okay,
depends on the parenting you have, but like it's
hard. So black metal
that.
Songs about teddy bears or something.
Oh, God.
Yes. Or jumping in the swimming pool.
Black metal is, I think, more complicated. Drumming.
I meant to say Black Flag style songs, but just black metal came up. That's the beauty of live radio, because I end up just stuttering on the air, so it's all good.
I mean, that's just like any talking, you know.
Perhaps, but I gotta say, see, stuttering. I gotta say. The name Whoopee Sticks sounds like a kid's band, though.
Ooh.
Well, the origin of that
I mean, you
name,
could completely flip the script and, you know, have Sewer Buddies be like the Black Flag type of band, and then have Whoopee Sticks. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I know what you mean, because you know a Whoopee cushion is like a fun kids toy, and it's
a name my dad can handle, I guess, because I want them to come to some shows, and it's an unassuming name where we can make kind of wiener jokes or whatever, and be kind of goofy, but not be like super explicit. Goofy. And it's also because I grew up watching, like, I love soul music, and love Whoopi Goldberg when I was younger. I thought she was like super cool, and then being a drummer, so my dad's like, "Oh, you like Whoopi Goldberg and drumsticks," which is not really what it means. Can we say what it means? It's not a swear.
Let's try it.
We don't have to say what it means, but you can get the reference.
If you like Shonen Knife, then you know what that name means.
Well, Shonen it's Knife, the same thing. Wow, okay.
I mean, we don't sound anything like Shonen Knife, but if you... maybe. In Japanese...
Their sound is a lot more polished.
Yes, that's true.
But you guys are
very... drummer's tight.
Are very more garage type music. Shonen Knife is a little more polished, but I would say that you take away the polish of Shonen Knife, that you two could totally play a show together.
I would love to play with them. Mm-hmm. We saw them the last couple of times they've been in, because they usually come to Boston once a year, and we used to do a cover of one of their songs, Lazy Bones, but we punk it up a lot, because that's when we do a cover, we pick songs that we want to play differently than the band. I don't think there's a point in doing a cover that's going to be exactly like the band, because you're not going to do it better than they did it. It's people are
unless you can sing to it, but you know.
And we can sing to our cover. Our cover's the best. I like our cover. I really love our cover. We're going to record it someday.
I was going to say. I mean, you should record the cover and then have what's her name, Nayoko. The singer singer who's always been there.
I know. I should probably. I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But I can't. I don't want to butcher her name. I can't pronounce it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could. We could probably like type it into Google Translate or something and have a sound come out. But
we tried to do that with There's this. If anyone likes movies, I used to work in film.
Okay.
And I really like weird music movies. I'm always searching for music movies, and there's one called Linda, 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 that's out of Japan, and
that sounds like a title that would come out of Japan.
Yeah, it's because they're basically trying to, in Spanish, Linda is pretty.
Linda, yeah.
Right, if you pronounce it actually correctly, but the way they were pronounced, anyway, they're covering a Blue Hearts song, which is in Japan in the 90s. Blue Hearts was like a pop punk band.
Yep,
and when these. The whole film is about these three girls covering the song, but they kind of do it a lot more hardcore than the Blue Hearts did, which I really appreciate because I like the Blue Hearts, but I'm always like, play harder. I'm sure live they're a lot harder than on their recordings, which I think are too polished for me. But anyway, the point of that is if you watch that movie, there's some really great music in it, and we tried to figure out how to do a cover of one of the Blue Hearts songs, but in Japanese. This is before Paul and Kyle were in the band. And I tried to use translator. I tried to have a couple different Japanese friends help me figure out how to phonetically pronounce everything and sing the song. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do it. So I give it up to Shonen Knife because they sing in English and in Japanese. And when you meet them in person, their English is not very strong for most of them. So they've had a lot of member changes. Like their bass player now lives in California and things. So... but basically, they're singing half their albums in English. You can find any Shonen Knife song in English or in Japanese, which is really cool. Because when I tried to do that,
I could not do that.
I don't know how they. I don't know how they do it. It's so really hard. Cool. It's so hard.
Can't do it.
Maybe we just find it hard. If you know Japanese, it's probably not as hard. I'm just like trying to phonetically sing along to this recording that you can't quite make out some of the chorus on it.
But
we wanted to cover Endless Song because that's a really great song.
Well, you mentioned covers, so what if you've heard about some of the clubs around here on Halloween, a lot of them do sets as another band. Which one would you want to do?
Oh, we love Void.
Void.
Okay. Love Void. I just like playing Void songs. But I would sing them completely different. People would probably say that we should do Bikini Kill or maybe Shona Knife or what's another band? X-Ray Specs.
Okay.
But what's hard is we don't really do those kind of shows. Maybe Paul does with his other band, the Prozex. But for us, drumming and singing it's just hard to do other people's songs. That's why we don't do many covers.
Okay.
And I'm just more interested in, I write so many songs. I just want us to learn all the songs I'm writing as fast as possible so we can keep recording and keep playing. And I have I did bring my song notebook in case I needed it for some reason, but so it's hard to
Yeah, it's this nice solid purple binder. It matches my shirt right now.
Oh, it does. It really but it's hard when you have so many songs. You're taking the time. I'm a newer drummer, and Paul can learn songs super quick, but for me, it takes a lot longer. So to put all that effort into learning another band's songs, just a cover, I mean, I probably would do Misfits or something.
Okay.
But I don't know. We don't really do... I feel like we have enough music that we don't really need to do a lot of covers.
Well, there you go.
We love Lou Miami. But that would be also very difficult to cover. We really want to cover Vehicle for Love, but that's also a super... I want to do the chorus differently, though, because I feel like it would be a disservice to actually cover that song, and he did it so perfectly. So I would want to change the chorus and make it kind of more upbeat and punk because it kind of slows down a little bit.
Okay.
And I was but I like, he has this other part that he really sings out, which is, anyway, there's another part of the song that I like.
The
this
siren outside is distracting.
We want to change. If we did a cover of it, we would change it.
Okay.
Rather than try to just copy what he did because I think what he did was perfect.
All right.
So that's one band that we would consider covering. Nice.
I've always wanted to get a few friends together and do a cover set of FYP, but I can't really find anyone else who likes that band.
Or the Dead Milkmen. We love the Dead Milkmen.
Now, you see, I would think that Dead Milkmen would be actually kind of easy to cover.
Well, except their singer, he talks
very sneery.
He talks so much. I couldn't drum and sing that. I would have to be really, really slow.
Oh, okay.
I'd have to they would not be punk songs anymore. I don't know what they would be. It ended up being hip hop or something. painful hip hop.
Painful hip hop. Oh,
painful hip hop. It's a white girl trying to do hip hop.
So in addition to your purple binder, you have this composition book here.
Oh, I just wanted to have it so in case you're when's your next show, I could be prepared.
I was going to plan on that.
I have all my
but
notes.
But you do have you did mention a whole bunch of out-of-town shows, so so is it, how do I put this? English words, Phil. Do you like doing out-of-town shows, or do you just find them easier to get?
Good question.
What I've done and, what Lindsay has done and what other bands do is you just email a bunch of venues or promoters and maybe you send out, I don't know, 20 emails in a day and then you hear back from two that want to book you. And, it's a good way for us to get out to cities, and make new friends and get our music out to people who otherwise never would have heard it and get to see a lot of cool stuff along the way.
I love traveling.
Playing around here is really great, but you can only do it so often.
True.
You can't just play in Boston every weekend as much as, maybe you
just the shows that you were mentioning while you played, which I'll ask you to do again, with outside of the context of performing. But I noticed you were doing a lot of out-of-town shows.
We're playing out-of-town every weekend from now until the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Paul, when he joined the band, was really motivated to help book, and I super appreciate that. So the whole idea of out of town, besides like making new friends and having little weekend adventures, is just for us personally at the moment, it's super hard to take a week off of work.
Okay.
And also booking on weekends is much easier. So if we want to book, like Boston's super fortunate, we have Charlie's Kitchen, which does Monday nights, this wonderful, we also have Kodo in Salem, which sometimes does weeknight shows, and they do a great job. So there's some places doing weeknight shows, there's always awesome basement shows going on, like Democracy Center and Elks Lodge, and we really appreciate all those venues. But depending on the show, you may or may not have people coming. So what's a lot easier if you want to go out of town rather than book a Monday and a Tuesday somewhere random where you're like, no one's going to come, is you can book, you can drive on a Friday and play a Friday night, play somewhere Saturday, and then drive back Sunday. And even, so it's, we're basically doing a long tour, but spreading it across all these different weekends. And then once we have more, because we're new to touring, once we have more venues and friends and contacts, then we'll probably do like a week-long tour here and there. But really, we just want to play as much as possible. So pretty much any opportunity, as long as it's within reason, we're just happy to be a part of it. You know, check out new places and
that's
play
awesome.
With cool bands.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Now, so what do you have coming up in the next couple of months?
Sure, we got, well, we got Friday, we got September 1st in St. Albans, Vermont at the borough. We got Frederick, Maryland, September 9th. Westfield, Massachusetts, September 16th. Westbrook, Maine, September 23rd. The Sewer Buddies are playing the Midway, September 24th. Buffalo, New York, September 30th.
It's a benefit show.
And let's see, we got October 2nd at O'Brien's.
It's our next local show.
Philadelphia, October 13th. Montreal, possibly October 21st. O'Brien's again, the 25th of October.
That's going to be a really good show. That's going to be a hardcore show.
Okay.
O'Brien's is starting our... We have a friend that's booking there from... He's also in hospital beds, Tan, and he's booking a lot of awesome hardcore shows, and we really appreciate that. And rather than us give you, like, the whole list...
Right,
everything
right.
is listed on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and we're super nice people, so you can always shoot us a message. And even if we aren't down to play a show, we'll do our best to connect you with people that can, or a venue, give you ideas. Because a lot of people connect with us from out of town, but we're not necessarily booking Boston a bunch because it's harder to get a draw here. We actually do a little bit better out of town, maybe because it's novelty, people don't know us, it's exciting to have a band you don't know, and people are really supportive. Whereas here, if we put on a show, we'll be like, whatever, it's our show, like we'll play first or last because we don't care. we want to give the other bands the spotlight. You know, and it's all about having our friends having a good show and the venue having a good show. We're just happy to play with our friends, but out of town, it's just a whole different experience. It's really nice. Plus, we do cool stuff on the trips. Like, we love pinball and skateboarding, so...
Ah, pinball, I love
and
pinball.
And skee-ball, which is a little bit harder to find, but...
Skee-ball, yeah, that is kind of harder to find.
But we found it in a couple of different cities, you know, maybe with two or three, which is a bigger number than we thought. But I just... I don't know. I love pinball, but I love skee ball a lot too.
If you like pinball,
if you can find a Miss Pac-Man machine, I'm there.
Oh, so am I. Yeah.
There's an app.
I will fight you for that.
There
man.
Was one in Rochester. We just played this
Strong
past weekend. There's that bar next to the venue. But the Miss Pac-Man machine was, I don't know what the word is, but rigged so it would move really fast.
Yep.
So it was just easy to get a lot of points.
Yeah, it's in fast mode, yeah.
So I was like, there's no way I'm that good at this game. But, but I, you know, I'm just like...
And you aren't.
No, I spent like $5 on that game alone. Just
oh, wow. Okay.
Over and over again.
But they gave us a cup of tokens. And if you like pinball, there's we just like looked this up one day because like, no way is there a pinball app. There's a bunch of pinball apps. So we put that in our phone and we Googled it.
I suggested that app as a joke and it's real.
Oh my God.
So next time you're like, oh, there should be an app for this thing, this, you know, and you're like, oh, there's no way that exists.
Just do a search. That's all you need.
A shower app. That's really one thing that comes in handy when you're traveling is you really want to take a shower after you sweat drumming. And there's no shower app that we could find, but the Strong Museum in Rochester has at least like 40 games. They have a whole room of pinball games. It's excellent, so we
Rochester,
recommend that.
New Hampshire?
Oh, New Rochester, York. New York. Okay. It was super cool. We found it the randomly.
Free parking.
It was a whole museum dedicated to games and to the art of like play, and had superhero exhibits. It was
very
wonderful.
Cool.
So cool.
Very
cool. It was
cool.
The highlight
Butterfly
of the trip.
Exhibit.
Child friendly and good for all ages.
Oh yeah.
Well, I gotta say, next time you guys play, I'm gonna be quizzing you on all of the pinball arcades that you've hit, in your travels.
We've gone to a lot.
And see if we can remember like all five or six digits of our high scores.
Well, that's what camera phones
are for. That's
what I'll
have to write down. We did take a few pictures of.
More just fun.
Yeah. Well, personal high scores, not the machine's high scores.
Right, exactly.
Lethal Weapon, I've had the best time on the Lethal Weapon game.
Okay.
I like it a lot better than the Terminator game because it has the gun. And
wait a minute, which Terminator game? There's two that I'm aware of.
Oh, no.
One that came out around the time of the second movie.
The Lethal Weapon game you played, I think it was like Lethal Weapon 3.
Yeah.
I think.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And because you could shoot the gun and get points. I got like six free balls. Like, I just kept winning.
Nice.
And like getting to play. I mean, how long? I was like, I think, guys, the game is broken. Maybe we should leave and go to the show.
But, we better get out of here.
Yeah,
soon.
But we just kept playing.
Nice.
This went forever.
And the Kiss pinball machine, say whatever you want about that band, but that game is great.
Oh, the Kiss machine is amazing. Yeah, and even the old school one that was done in the 70s is actually kind of neat too.
Oh,
there's a.
I'd like to
I mean,
see that
I don't
one.
Know. I well, the one place that I knew that had that one no longer exists.
Yeah, oh.
This one's a little Pelham, bit newer. New
It had like, you know, Lick It Up and you know, some other songs from the 80s.
You can use the flippers and change the songs too, which is the best part because we're like, we don't
need
to hear this.
Everyone knows Black Diamond's the best mode in the Kiss machine. But
okay, no.
We do have pinball geeks listening. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. I know some pinball geeks. They're collectors.
We aren't actually geeks. We just kind of... I mean, we support people geeking out about whatever you are excited about, whatever gets you out of the house.
I used to have the big bat machine in my garage.
There you go.
And
oh, man.
If anyone remembers that one.
Okay. No, well, I'll let you guys break down your equipment and all of that.
Okay.
And thank you so much for playing.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for playing pinball tonight, guys.
I almost did say thanks for playing
totally
pinball with us.
I forgot we just played. I totally just... I was like, wait, we played a set? We play so much. We've been playing so much.
But that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
I love it.
We're tired. We're really tired a lot. I feel bad because we need more energy to make other friends shows.
All right, there you go. All right, so... For show dates and all that stuff, you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/WhoopieSticks.
Yep.
And if you like to travel, you can go out to a show.
Yeah.
We don't have any room in our car. I'd love to offer that, but we just...
October 2nd.
You know.
Maybe you'll have some pinball enthusiasts following you.
Oh, gosh. So they can maybe teach us some
tricks.
So
go download those apps.
They already know. They
got that app.
Some of them may have created the apps.
Oh yeah. My God. Right.
There's a possibility. I mean,
no, thank you guys so much. Whoopie Sticks, everybody. Yes, check
thank
them out. Facebook.com/WhoopieSticks. Is it facebook.com/sewerbuddies as well?
Yeah, and we're on Bandcamp too, and it's also on YouTube under Whoopie Sticks and Vimeo. So if you want to just check it out before you decide to purchase, you can do that.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Thanks
it
for having
us. It was a great
us.
Time.
Thank you.
All right. Cool. So while they head away. I'm going to close out the show. Yes, I am playing an epic track to close out on the Town with Mikey D this week. But fear not, Joellen will be here next Wednesday for three more hours of great Boston and New England music. But in the meantime, I'm going to play basically, this is kind of like a concept EP. It's about 11 minutes long, and it's kind of about the state of the country. So it's called Who Can We Trust? It's Jess Jacobs. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Try to tune out all the messages.